Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Motivator. We're going to get started. I am going to talk to you guys about the concept of having your own bike and what that means, and how do you kind of game the system so that it's easier to have your own bike. So here's one of the things that I want to tell you. Having your own bike means that when you say you're going to do something, you do it no matter what. So a couple of things that I notice with a lot of you is, and this is so funny, I was actually coaching someone earlier, and they said, they were talking about whether or not they were going to drink tonight. And I asked, well, why are you going to drink? And the reasons were, well, I don't want everybody to feel uncomfortable around me. And I know that everyone will have a better time. I'll have a better time, that kind of stuff. And I said, okay, well, tell me the reasons why you wouldn't want to drink tonight. Because if there's some ambivalence, there's, you know, two things. And it's like, well, I don't want to feel like shit tomorrow. And they weren't even thinking about drinking a lot. It was just like, I think two glasses or something like that. It's like, well, I don't want to feel like shit tomorrow. I know my face gets puffy. They were going to be having some photos made or something on Sunday. And they were like, you know, and I just, my face will be puffy and all this other stuff. And I said, okay, well, here's what I know. The reason why you want to drink tonight is so that you don't have to think about what other people are thinking about you. And I said, is that a good reason for you to drink? And she was like, well, no. And I said, exactly. I said, I want you to examine, that's always such a good question as to why you're going to choose something. Ask yourself, why am I doing it? So I said, let's just pretend in fantasy land that we weren't afraid of what other people thought. Would you drink tonight? And she's like, well, I would not drink at all. And I said, okay, what if we just work on the idea of, we're going to learn how to stop thinking about what other people think about us on purpose with our brain, instead of, I should probably have a few drinks and eat so that I don't have to think about what other people are thinking about me. And I was like, that works, but it has a terrible result at the end. The result is puffy face and weight gain and not feeling like you're doing what you say you want, which is to lose your weight. So I always think those are such interesting questions. And so when I think about, like, how do we have our own bike? I think one of the first things we have to realize is that most of the time when we are going to have our own bike, it's not going to feel good in the beginning. We're not used to doing that part. You know, having your own back means it's like sometimes we have to stand up to ourselves and champion the best version of us. Sometimes it means that we're going to have to go to a party, feel super uncomfortable for the first 15 to 20 minutes, not love the experience, let our brains calm down, notice what we're thinking about, because I think this is really important. You have to notice what you're thinking about. Most of you judge what you're thinking about, or you're resisting what you're thinking about. The differences are, when you are noticing what you're thinking, you're literally watching it and you're not attaching an opinion to it. Like, I shouldn't think those things. Only crazy people think this. Oh my God, I can't believe that I'm so worried about this. That's called judging your thoughts. When you are resisting them, it's when you're like, I wish I wasn't thinking this. This is too hard. I need this part to end. When will this be over? That kind of stuff. That is when we're resisting those thoughts from coming in. Watching them is literally like just listening and being like, oh my gosh, I just heard myself think. They all notice I'm not drinking. They're going to not drink because I'm not drinking. They're going to feel like they can't have a good time because I'm not drinking. Like, when you, like, and you're like listening and you're going, oh, these are the things that I think. No wonder I want to drink, because if all of this is what's going on in my brain and I am not actively, on purpose, consciously redirecting my brain, then that becomes the truth. That becomes like the facts of what's going on. Like, you'll go from, when you're watching your thoughts and you think they're not having a good time because I'm not drinking, or they think I have a problem. Like, same thing with food. Like, how many of us do this with food? We'll go out to eat with friends, and if we order something healthy, They're going to all think the fat girl's eating a salad. There she goes again, trying to lose weight again. She probably ain't going to lose weight. When you're watching your thought, you notice all of that. And then you have to be consciously on alert to be like, that's just the things I'm thinking. Otherwise, if you just allow those thoughts to play, what happens is like, it's the truth. That is what everybody is thinking. This is a fact. It's uncomfortable. Like, we will say that that's the fact. It's like, no, that is the feeling that is reflective of the things we're thinking. And I want you guys to think about that, that we go through life with all, like, our feelings are literally just the way that our body is saying, you're thinking something, you're thinking something. Hey, here's something you're thinking. Like, if you're happy, it's because you're thinking something. If you're sad, it's because you're thinking something. If you feel in control, it's because you're thinking something. Like, a lot of you will think that if you take all the food out of the house, then that's how you'll feel in control. No, it's because you're sitting there thinking, I've removed everything that could tempt me. That's why you feel in control. Because there's plenty of people that remove all the food from their house, and guess what they do? They still feel out of control, so they just drive to the fucking grocery store and go buy it. So it's not because the food's gone. Do not sit there and ever convince yourself that any feeling that you're having isn't being stimulated from something that you're choosing to think. So whether you're feeling connected to your husband or disconnected to your husband, it will always be because of something you are thinking. Always remember that. If you are feeling happy about something, it's because of what you're thinking about it. I had someone that was coaching the other day who for 5 weeks was volunteering at a church, doing all kinds of things, very proud of herself, just was like, I'm doing great. Like, I love the way I'm serving. She had like all these amazing thoughts. Her husband said something to her about it. Like, you know, I don't know why you're doing all that. You know, they don't even want you doing it or something. I don't even remember what it was, but it was something along the lines of like, I don't know why you're doing all of this. This is ridiculous. And she immediately said, now I have felt like an idiot for 5 weeks. Now I've been an idiot for 5 weeks. And I was like, no. Like, the only thing that changed was a sentence was introduced to you and you had to make a decision as to whether or not that sentence was going to become your reality or whether it was going to stay that person's opinion and you held on to yours. We always, like, if you suddenly flip on a dime on feeling something, it is because your brain has changed gears. Please quit blaming the world and quit blaming husbands and children and circumstances and bosses and all this other stuff. Guys, whatever you want to feel, it's just your responsibility. That's it. Take responsibility for all the things you feel. If you want to feel upset about something, then just decide it's because I'm choosing to feel upset right now, and it is because of something I am thinking. It has zero to do with anything else. It's the most empowered place you'll ever be. Most empowered place. You're very disempowered when you need the rest of the world to cooperate with you in order for you to feel good. So I want you to think about, like, when you're thinking about having your own back, you know, it starts with very often you have to, like, just commit to whatever you're going to do. Like, you have to commit to whatever it is you're going to do. Like, this is how I'm going to have my own back today. So if you're, you know, and for a lot of you, you're going to be doing things that you know that if you do this, it's going to equal, like, your goals. It's going to equal things that are going to be better for you. But in the short run, it's also going to equal not loving it. A whole host of other feelings, sitting with discomfort, wanting something so bad and telling yourself no, probably having to figure out, how do I quit having tantrums in the inside of my head? You know, for a lot of you in the beginning, when you say no to urges, guess what? You're going to white knuckle in the beginning because you don't know how to do it any other way. And unless you white knuckle it some and watch that process and then start steering your brain in a new direction, you never learn how to say no to an urge with ease. There's going to be a period where it's just not easy. But understanding that piece makes that piece a little bit easier. Like, oh, so if I'm white knuckling in the beginning, it's my job to watch the white knuckling, not wonder what the fuck's wrong with me and quit. which is where most of us go. So, like, having your own back also, like, if you want to be able to have your own back, I always suggest one of the easiest ways to do it is to start off with smaller changes in the process. You know, for a lot of you, you think, like, all right, it's the weekend. I need to have an on-plan weekend. And then you create a weekend that literally, when you look towards it, it's full of deprivation, misery, and suffering. And then you wonder why, when you go in, that your resolve for having your own back gets shit on super fast. Why you, like, cannot hang with it. It's like, think about if you were going to be running a marathon. You wouldn't just sign up for tomorrow's race and show up and be like, well, I really want it. Like, I really want to get this done. Very rarely can anybody do that. And if they do, they're so beat up. They're, like, debilitated for a month. They injure themselves. They do all kinds of things. But most of you, you start and stop diets like signing up for a marathon and expecting to run it the next day and not expecting to hit the finish line in like 8 months. Your finish line is the next day. And we cannot do that. So I think that, like, having your own back, one of the easiest ways to game that system is to, like, look at what we talk about when we say, like, good, better, best, leveling up, 1%. All of that's, like, the same. It's the idea of this weekend, like, my goal is to have my own back. And here are the ways that I am going to do that. What are the ways that I really want to have my own back this weekend? Is it before I order food at a restaurant, I look at the healthy options first? Is it when we go out to eat this weekend, I normally drink 4 or 5 drinks because I say F it. And this week, I just want to plan for 4. I've got to stop doing the effort mentality, and I've got to start getting on some kind of plan. I've got to start being that deliberate version of myself. That's having my own back. And in the mornings, I will journal about how I actually physically and mentally feel so that I'm not just experiencing, like, oh, I made a plan for 4 drinks and I'm feeling really good. And then every weekend I'm drinking, but I'm not losing weight. It's like, be really honest. Same thing with, like, your exception meals. If you are planning lots of food on the weekend, guys, do yourself a solid and have your own back by the next day. Write everything it is that you ate and then do a thought download on it. Was it as great as you thought it was going to be? Are you like, yeah, this is part of life. Like, I want to be able to do this every weekend. I love the way I wake up and feel the next day. My body feels amazing. If that's the case, have at it. But if you wake up, like, if you are always planning to have this food and all you're doing is glamorizing it and making it seem like this is part of life and this is what I have to do, blah, blah, blah. If that's one story, let's tell the other side. If you're waking up after those mornings, you're feeling like shit physically, notice that you're constipated on those days, you're a little bit on the cranky side, you have withdrawals from, like, whatever it is you're eating and stuff, if it sets you up for 3 days of the scale being up and stuff, be honest with that part. Put that part in there. Just, like, in the beginning, before you change anything, give yourself the opportunity to just know what's really going on, the whole story. Don't just tell yourself the one side of the story, the part that's having fun. Tell the other side too, so that your brain can start. This was so helpful for me when it came to drinking, because I used to drink a lot more than I drink now. And it is not because I just suddenly started being like, well, I'm just not drinking anymore. I didn't do that. I just started getting really intimate with the stories I tell myself. Like someone said, it's hard not to drink when everyone else is. Not really. Like, that's your thought. It probably feels hard in the moment, but it's hard in the moment because of what you're thinking about. That is the key distinction. If you were going to, let's say that you were going to have to, like, everybody's drinking and you were going to have to that night, in order to get $1 million, you were going to have to prove that you hadn't drank all day. I would almost imagine sitting by the pool at that point would be like, this is a no-brainer. Like, y'all, I'm getting $1 million tonight. Y'all drink up. I am taking the pictures for everyone. Like, it would suddenly become easy. It would become easy because you would be focused on how easy this is because there's a payoff on the backside. Something glorious is waiting for me for not drinking. What you're thinking about, though, is this is just going to be hard. Everybody's going to have a good time but me. That's usually what we think. Everybody's going to have a good time except for me. The only reason why you're not having a good time, whether you're eating or drinking, guys, is because of what you're thinking. The good feelings are caused by the thoughts you have at the party. They are not caused by the party. It's just like, haven't you ever gone to a party, even had a few drinks, and somebody is an asshole? If the drinks are making it all better, then why is it somebody can act like a donkey and we not have a good time? Because it's not about the drinking. The drinking is just an action. So let's make sure that we are going to really appreciate that when we have our own back, having our own back, guys, falls into the action line of the model. Anything that you're doing, so you define what having your own back is. You think about what that is for you. You describe what that's going to, like, these are the actions that I will be taking this weekend that are, like, this is me having my own back this weekend. I will be visualizing success at the parties. I will have a plan every day, and I will not use the excuse, I don't know where I'm going to be eating. I will, like, one of the actions could be, I no longer use the excuse that food, like, the food's not in my control. I don't know what's going to be there. It's like, who gives a fuck? The food's always in your control. Nobody's shoving shit in your mouth. If they are, quit going to those parties. You're likely to asphyxiate. So it's like thinking about all the ways that you have your own back. And then setting it up, like, I like to think about when I'm having my own back in a couple of ways. Here are the things that I want to think this weekend. Here are the feelings I want to on purpose generate for myself. Which means, like, if I want to feel in control this weekend, then in order for me to feel in control, I need to think that I can make plans and I can follow them. I can think, it may feel hard, but that's okay. I'll do hard this weekend. Like, whatever it is that you need to do. And then you're going to need to, like, think about what you want to think about this weekend. When are you going to visualize? When are you going to, like, I love the idea of writing. Like, if your goal this weekend is to follow your plan 100%, and that is the way you're going to have your back, then you're going to make a plan that you know you can follow 100%. Yeah, I could follow this 100%. And parts of it might be hard, but I haven't made it excruciating. Like, I've just made it to where, like, yep, this is what I could do. Then I like to think about, like, write it out in the most descriptive way that feels so luxurious. It's like, I walk into the party. It feels a little uncomfortable, but I immediately start, like, gravitating towards my friends or to a room where the food's not at. I sit. I pay attention to what's being said around me so that I'm not just in my own head. You think about, like, I have, like, you visualize yourself with your water or your carbonated soda with a splash of cranberry or whatever in it. You visualize yourself doing that. Like, for me, sometimes to a party, I will just bring a kombucha and I will get a wine glass and I will pour the kombucha in the wine glass and I will carry that around. And then people will ask me, like, what are you drinking? And I'll just say, like, it's kombucha. I love this stuff. This is what I'm starting with tonight. Nobody really cares that much about your drinks. Trust me, they get a couple in, they only care about their drinks. And is anybody refilling? Then you visualize yourself leaving and you visualize yourself waking up the next day and feeling better. That's how you do thought work. That's how you set a goal. That's how you think about having your own back. A lot of you think having your own back is just like, I just said no in the moment. It's not a momentary thing. It's a process. And let me just say, a lot of people want to fight me on this. Be like, that's a lot of work, Corinne. Oh my God. I can't believe you want us doing all this stuff. It's like, yeah, I do. You know why? Because I don't know about you, but I'm freaking tired of all of us bitching about our weight. I'd kind of like for all of us to sit around and talk about maintenance all the time. I'd like for all of us to sit around and just talk about how in control we are. I would love it if the Facebook group was so fucking boring. Like, we're just like, we're going to have to post up Jason Momoa and some other hotties. And we need some cat memes and some funny shit with Corinne on there. Because, like, we're all losing so much weight. We ain't got that to talk about no more. So now we're just going to talk about something else. Like, I would love it if we did so much work now that that's all we had left to do. Y'all put me out of business. It will be the best day of my life if you guys lose so much weight you put me out of business. I got all I need, Queenie. I'm done. I'm solved. It would be great. I want you guys to work for it. And I want you to work for it in a way that no one has ever introduced to you before. I do not want you working for it by sitting around restricting to the point that you feel miserable and like feeling like you can't have a life and all this other stuff. I want you guys learning how to create your life, how to start doing things that feel hard but are so like worth trying. Like being there for yourself, getting over the beating yourself up part of mistakes and being like, this is part of my process. This is what's going to get me there. I can't get there without this mistake today. Trust me, every single person who loses all their weight, every mistake was required to lose the weight. You guys quit arguing with your mistakes. Your mistakes are going to win every time if you argue with them. If you start working with them, they become the process of lessons that you need in order to get to the next step. So if anybody has any questions, will you pop them in now? And then I will answer them and we will get out of here. There was one thing I did want to tell you guys. I'm actually writing, I am working on some future courses for the tribe. Like this morning, my brain was in fuego with the ideas. So I was like doing my Marco Polo with my accountability partner, talking about my plan and what I was going to be doing this weekend. Because I do the same thing as you guys. Like I write my plan out, but I also verbalize it to my Marco Polo partner. And it just really helps me process and hear out loud bullshit I might be thinking. Like a lot of times when you're doing your weekend plan, one of the things I'm writing in this particular program, I'm testing this program somewhere else right now. And then you guys will be the beneficiaries for the next few months. But it says, where is it? What did I write that was so good? Listen to me. What did I write that was so good? I was talking about the idea. We paralyze ourselves because we don't take the time to write out the steps to get there. To get to where we want to go in doable and logical chunks. And so when I was writing about that, I was saying one of the things that I think is super helpful. Oh, I know what it is. It's way up here. That's why I can't find it. Is when you, like, whatever your goal for this weekend is, like if it's like this weekend, I want to be on my plan or I want to do whatever it is, you want to ask yourself a couple of questions. So who do I have to be this weekend in order to stay on plan? So it means I probably have to be somebody who's organized. I have to be someone who has written it down. I probably have to be someone who like takes time to visualize. Like that's kind of the stuff that I need to think about. And then the other one is why do I want to be on plan this weekend? Really understanding why I want to be on plan this weekend and writing about that too. Because what it does, like one of the things that I'm teaching in this particular thing that y'all are going to get later is understanding why you want your goal and understanding who you have to be in order to achieve it is so important, even on a weekend basis. So like every week when I do my weekly plan, one of the things that I do is I do a big thought download on what I'm thinking about my upcoming week. Like the good and the bad. Like what are my fears about this week? What are the challenges of this week? And what are the ways I want to think about this week? So I do a lot of that. And then I ask myself, what do I absolutely want to accomplish this week? Like if this week was going to be a success, it would be because at the end of the week, I would be thinking and feeling these things. That allows you to just kind of get the garbage out of your head onto paper and kind of see it. It's so much better to do that before you actually make your weekly plan with your food and stuff, because what it will do, especially for those of you who like resist the realistic planning and who resist 24-hour planning, if you did that step, you would be able to see a lot of the stuff you think and be like, oh, no wonder I don't want to be doing these plans because I keep thinking that I'm going to have to be perfect and stuff. And it's like, what if if the person I have to become this week is not the perfect person? The person I have to become this week is the one willing to take the next best step. That what is the next best step for me? It's not the perfect plan. I've proven to myself that's not my next step because I keep breaking that one. My next best step is to figure out, what am I realistically going to eat each day that's going to teach me commitment first? So I love the idea of like, who do I have to be this week? Who do I have to become this week? Who do I have to become the next month? You can do those questions at any time. And why do I want this? You know, why do I want to stay on plan this week? Why do I want to lose 2 pounds this week? Why do I, like, think about those reasons and make sure that those reasons have good energy behind them, that they're not just, you know, I don't want you doing it and it being like, the reason I want to lose 2 pounds this week is because I feel like such a fucking loser. I need to like do something. That's terrible. But that's a signal. It's like, oh my gosh, I must be feeling like a loser. I need to change my thoughts because I'm not going to lose weight feeling like a loser. That's not ever going to help me. Those are things you would want to take to ask coaches and be like, we need to work on this. So that was like a big one. And there was something else I wrote in there. When you write out your weekends, guys, I highly recommend for the weekends. This is like one of my best tips. It is Friday. It is noon. Now is the perfect time to write out everything you're going to want to do for yourself this weekend. I would start with, this is my free time. This is when I'm going to bed. These are the parties I'm going to. This is the kids' sports events I'm doing. This is all the things. Start with your free time first. Your exception meals, your food and everything. Like, get that all down and then schedule in everything else. Okay? See it on a calendar. Like, literally my calendar this weekend, it has starting at 5 a.m. on Saturday, I will be exercising and showering and doing my journaling and all that kind of stuff until 8:30. That is what I have as my big chunk. From 8:30 to, I think, 10:30, I am recording. And then from 10:30 to 11:30, I'm cleaning my house because at noon, the Nashville meetup is happening at my house. So I've got to get my house ready. And then that will be for 2 hours. So I like have my whole day lined up. And then once they all leave, then I have like, we have a pool. So then I have some pool time scheduled. And during pool time, I have an idea of what I want to talk about with Spoonie. And I have, if Spoonie wants to work, then I have what I would want to listen to in my podcast player. So like, I really think about all that stuff. I know a lot of you are like, oh my gosh, don't you ever relax? To me, you know what's relaxing? Just knowing what I have to do next. I never am sitting around feeling like I'm busy, I'm frantic, I don't know. What should I do next? What's next? I don't know what to eat. Oh my God, I better just grab something. That never happens because I have things well laid out. It takes me like 20, 30 minutes to like really lay out a weekend. And that includes me going through the drama in my brain around like, you know, are we going to have an exception meal or not? And why wouldn't we have one? And why would we have one? And all that kind of stuff. So it's like just allowing yourself to plan your weekends and allowing yourself to think about them and get your doo-doo out. Those are things you do. Like, I need to find ways to stay on plan on camping weekends. It's pretty fucking simple, Barb. You're making it hard. It's a struggle for me. Why is it a struggle? I guarantee you it's some bullshit thought of, well, they bring food. That's not the struggle. It's your thoughts about the food that people bring. Bring your own damn food. And this is the thing. A lot of people say, well, I'm not going to bring my own food. Why? You want to lose weight? Or do you want to like be all worried about what other people think? Did you see whatever it is? Like, that's the thing. Like, Barb, you should type in here. Why is it a fucking struggle? I guarantee you the only reason it feels like a struggle is all of the things you're thinking about it that are disempowering. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, I love me some Diet 7-Up. today is during the, I had my lunch right before I got on with y'all, and I was like, crispy diet 7-Up. It's almost like it has pepper in it. I'm not sure. All right, let me go to some questions, and then we're getting out. Is it okay? Is this a June baby that I've lost 15 pounds this month? Yes. I'm stoked about it, but just making sure it's kept. Yes, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with losing 15 pounds in a month. Like, you probably lost a good bit of water that, and we all need to lose our water that we're retaining. That's like a good thing. A lot of times y'all are like, well, you know, part of it was just water. It's like, yeah, but water was bloating you and puffing you up, and it was retained because you had bullshit in your system. I would say that losing a bloat weight is a good thing. How do I taste test my stuff so I know it tastes right and stay on plan? You don't. Here's what I do, and this is what I did for years. If I've made it once, I'm done taste testing. Like, I love it when somebody has to taste test a noodle. It's like, you ain't got to taste test no noodle. And here's the thing. How often have you tasted something and been like, that was some bullshit? Or, like, it just needed a little seasoning. Sometimes. Get over the ideas, guys, that you guys need to test stuff. You'll know when you're eating it whether or not you like it. And if you don't like it when you eat it, make a note, and next time you cook it, change it. That's all you have to do. My weekends are very spontaneous. Friends will call my husband and I to hang out at a barbecue, drinks and dinner, so it's hard for me to plan. No, it's not. It's not. Y'all have to quit fucking saying it's hard to plan for these reasons. It's not that it's hard. It's like, people call it, like, let me just say this. It's not spontaneous if it's happening every weekend. There's a thought. Oh, it's so spontaneous. I have a spontaneous life. Every single weekend, I can count on friends calling us. If 80% of your weekends, people are calling you and inviting you over for drinks and dinner and stuff, that's not called spontaneity anymore. I would plan that 80% of the time. I just plan every weekend that's going to happen and construct my plan around that happening. And if it doesn't, guess what? Bonus. I get to just eat a salad at home. It's not hard to plan. Guys, y'all make everything so much harder on yourselves. I can put the basics, but details are hard. How do I go about handling the weekends? Just like I said. Like, if you, like, are you going to drink or not? Like, if they invite you over for drinks and you didn't plan drinks, guess what? That has nothing to do with spontaneity. Here's your thought. I'm missing out. I would have planned differently if I had known. Well, now I can't have as good a time. This is going to suck if I'm not drinking and everybody else is. You know what's going to suck? If every weekend you show up over there weighing the same for the next 6 months. That's what sucks. It ain't because you ain't drinking with them. But if you have to keep going over there and not losing weight when you really want to lose weight, like, I want you to think about this. In 3 months, do you want to go over to the spontaneous house friend's place and weigh the same? Or do you want to spontaneously have lost a lot of weight? Because when they invite you over, it's either on your plan or it's not. If drinks are not on your plan, then that's not what you have. We don't get to add drinks because we weren't invited ahead of time. If you want to have drinks, then plan them. And if your friends invite you, that's where you have the drinks. Here's Barb. I got to hear this. My struggle is getting over the thought about what food I can take that is not the same bullshit I have taken for years. So what? If that food, if it's like, I don't even understand. Do you mean, let's see. I have already scrapped the massive alcohol fest. Now it's time to plan better. Yeah, just plan better food. Level up. Post in this group. We have a lot of campers in this group. I'm going to tell you that if you post like, all right, it's time for Barb to get over her bullshit excuses about camping being hard. Now it's time to be like, you know what camping does? Allows me to practice how to eat healthy while I'm camping. That's all it is. It's a new location to eat healthy. I'm just doing it in a tent today. Yesterday, I was doing it in my dining room. So, like, I want you to post in the group, like, what are the things I can be bringing? What are the things I could be doing that's going to set me up for success? This is the problem with you and Stephanie. The two of you are so focused on it being hard and so focused on it being, like, a complicated process. It's not. If it's just the process, I promise you, this is how I always know that y'all are making it hard emotionally on yourselves. It's never about the process. If I said, girls, we're out late, y'all gonna have to go on some vacations and some Christmas dinners, and we're gonna do a business trip, and we're gonna like do all these things. And this was gonna be like an obstacle course of you going and having to eat healthy and lose weight. But at the end of the obstacle course was $1 million. No one would be talking about how hard it is. You know what we'd all be doing? What are you bringing to the business trip? What all are we gonna be doing to stay on plan? Like, your brains would be geared on solving the thing, on like making sure the goal was achieved. That's the difference. If $1 million is at the end of your business trips and your holidays and your vacations and your camping trips, and all you got to do is lose weight and write a 24-hour plan and stuff, if I could pay every single, like if I was like Oprah and be like, and you get $1 million and you get $1 million and you get $1 million, you all would spend all your time and energy solving for a solution. Surely this can be done. It's not as hard as we're making it, right? Like, we're going to be able to do this. I'd be broke, but man, all of you'd be thin. That's how we know that camping isn't hard, that spontaneity isn't a struggle, that when my husband's in the hospital, it makes it difficult. It's always like, ask myself, why am I making this hard? It is because of some thought that's triggering it. And it don't say, it's like, well, because I keep failing. It's like, the only reason why you kept failing is because you kept thinking it was hard. It wasn't because you couldn't do it. You can do it. I guarantee you. If I said every person in here, children, if I could somehow snap the fingers and they were all going to get a full college ride and a six-figure job, all of you would snap into attention and figure this shit out real quick. And that is what we have to think about. It's like, if it could happen for that, then the only thing missing now is what I'm thinking about my current situation. I am using my situation as an excuse. I am using my spontaneous friends as an excuse. I am using camping and the food I've always taken as a justification to just keep rinsing and repeating the same sad ass results I've been getting. And that's what we have to think about. I was at -2 last night at 7:30. I didn't eat because we were going to the gym. We didn't eat until about 9:30. I'm normally in bed by then and gym at 4. I find myself mad because I really wanted to eat, but felt I should eat a snack and not a normal meal because it was so late. Is this normal? Getting frustrated and bothered because I was on the fence about eating so late. You were just frustrated and bothered because you just kept thinking about it. If you were mad, it was because of something. It was like, I should get to eat, or this has jacked up my schedule, or whatever. But I wouldn't worry about it. At this point, I would just know that I just want you to take away from this, like, the reason why you're bothered and frustrated is because of something you were thinking about the food. That's all that happened. And just identify what that is so that the next time, it's like, do I really want to be bothered? Is it worth being bothered and frustrated over that? You know, is that thought serving me? Is that thought helpful? Is that thought one that I would like to replace? Is it just something I was thinking that I'm ready to just let go? That's what I would do. I'm going on a work event and have to wear a polo shirt that is too tight and looks horrible all day. And there's a food festival going on right next to our booth. I'm looking for mental tips to rise above and feel good about me at this event and prevent overeats. Well, first of all, here's the best way to prevent the overeats. Is if your shirt's already tight and you already feel uncomfortable about your body, going and eating to solve for that is not going to help the situation. Remember that. So often, guys, this is what happens. When we feel bad about our body, when we feel uncomfortable in our body and stuff, we do the very actions that are causing the weight. So if you don't want your result to be add more pounds to, you know, my body for other people to see, then remember every time you want to go eat and just say like, hey, dealing with the shame I have over my body right now, food is for sure not the solution. The solution is, like, here's what I would do. I wouldn't jump to, like, this is the problem most of us go to, Sarah, is that when we don't like our body and we're going to be wearing the shirt and stuff, it's just too big of a leap to go to, you know, and I'm beautiful, or, you know, God loves me as I am, which he does, but our brains just can't go there that fast. It wants to hang on to the pain. It wants to be uncomfortable, especially it would love to be uncomfortable if it knows that food could be rewarded for all this discomfort. And that's what we don't want to do, is reward shameful thoughts about our body with food. Otherwise, our brain knows we should send up more and more shameful thoughts about our body more often, because there's like a booth next door with all this free food. Like, that is not that, like, think about the process. Like, that's not one I want to put on rinse and repeat, right? So that, just having that level of awareness and understanding that that all can happen a lot of times makes it so much easier to put some pauses between you going over there. You're probably going to feel uncomfortable though in your body. And let me tell you why. It is not because of your body. You have a polo shirt. Your thought about it is it's too tight. What are the other things you said? It looks horrible on me. That is what's causing all of this discomfort. So we have a polo shirt and it's a certain size and we have your body in it. That is what we have going on. Now, your job is to figure out, like, one, thinking I look horrible is never going to help me. Like, what else could I think? I will get through this day. I can do my job, and my body will have, like, the way my body looks in the clothes has nothing to do with that. Hang on just a second. Sorry. I got a message. Like, thinking about it like that, like, I have a job to do. Like, when your brain wants to go to what you look like, just say, like, I have a job to do. And the size of my body has nothing to do with that. Like, allowing yourself to, like, go to those places where you start really starting to separate out. Like, these are the thoughts about my body. This is what we're actually doing right now. We don't need to entertain thoughts about our body while we're on our job. Like, I for sure do that a lot. So, I know it's shocking sometimes for you guys when I have such a big ego and stuff, but I honestly, right before an event, just like tomorrow, we have the Nashville girls coming, and I know the Nashville girls and I love the Nashville girls, but I can expect I am going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to have all the thoughts about my body, all of them. And I'm going to tell you, they feel just as real and just as annoying and just as terrible as they did when I weighed 250 pounds. And here's why. Thoughts cause feelings, period. It does not matter how much you weigh. This is, and I think this is an important conversation to have in our group, because we have girls that have 100 to 300 pounds to lose. We have girls that have 5 to 20 pounds to lose. It is very easy for all of us to get caught up in the idea that one suffering is worse than another, or that nobody understands. Here's what all of you need to understand. Thoughts cause feelings. And when you feel shame and you feel whatever it is, a judgment, you have judgy thoughts about your body, they still feel like shit on the inside. And it doesn't matter what you weigh on the scale. And I think that for you, what I want to tell you, Sarah, is, like, I just want you to be in the space of, like, what I do on those days and just be like, that's just shit I think. I'm working on me. This is another day for me to, like, do my thing, to show up, figure out how to like myself when everything in me doesn't want to right now. So, like, I would think about tomorrow as just being like, you know what tomorrow is all about? Tomorrow is all about me learning how to stop thinking negative thoughts about myself. I don't even have to think good ones. I just don't have to think these. I don't have to start believing new things yet. I'll be able to believe new things when these start to lose their power over me. And that's kind of where I'm getting to. Like, I will still wake up in the morning and immediately feel like shit and want to vomit. It just happens. But what I don't do is I don't worry that it's going to happen, and I don't let it alter my day. And I don't do any of that, because what I ultimately know is it's just a collection of sentences my brain is used to running, and it's my job to tell it what we're going to think today. It's my job to be like the foreman, but this is the job we're doing. I know you want to go over and play in the dirt. I know that like a backhoe is a lot of fun, but today we're drilling and we're like taking all the trash out of the construction site. That's the way I feel. It's just like, you know, there's just some days that are more fun than others. And tomorrow's just going to be one of your days where you get to prove to yourself you don't have to eat because you are having thoughts that trigger shame. Like, that part doesn't have to happen anymore. You're better than that now. You're also, like, I can feel a little shitty about my body because I know it's just thoughts. They're not true, but they may come in fast. But I can do that now. I used to think I couldn't, so I would just go eat. And now I know that I can do it, and it's just a matter of when I'm ready, I can think about something else. This is a good question I'm seeing. I guess I just don't understand how after all this time, all of the work you've put into yourself, how you can still feel those strong negative feelings every day. Because that's the way the human brain works. So let me go back to my notes that I'm doing for all of you guys. I know this is up, and it's got like numbers, so it should be easy to find. Hang on. If y'all saw how long this is, it would be crazy. It's at the top. I gotta go all the way to the top. Where is it where it talks about the brain? Okay, this is pissing me off. I know I typed all this up. I don't know why I can't find it. A while ago, I just saw it everywhere. Hope I didn't delete it, because it was really good shit. Oh. So we're kind of talking about goals. Goals give us direction and allow our brain to go to work on something deliberate. The brain, so here's the thing. After all of this like stuff that I do for myself, right? Here's how the brain actually works. And this is so calming for me, all right? Your goals give us direction and allow our brain to go to work on something deliberate. So like when we have goals of like staying on plan this weekend. So we've got Sarah, her goal tomorrow is to not eat at the booth and to steer her brain towards like this is what I'm going to be wearing today. There's like no changing that part, right? Like this is the polo. This is how I have to go to work tomorrow. So now we have to just make the best of it. Sitting around and body shaming and doing all that other stuff, it just has zero upside. So what we want to do is that will be our goal. So now the brain needs to be told what to do, or it's going to just seek out the same old shit that it always does. So if you don't wake up each day, like your brain always wakes up and just automatically defaults and it goes into things. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing thought work. It's just like my mentor deals with anxiety. She wakes up every day and thinks the world's coming to an end. And it's like she's 47 and the world hasn't come to an end yet. Yet every day she wakes up and thinks the world's coming to an end. Just your brain just gets used to doing stuff, and that's okay. The problem is when you don't want that to happen anymore. It's like, I'm okay with some, like, when I'm going to be around, like, camps, oh my God, I just about have diarrhea the first day. The only reason I'm even constipated is because I'm in a hotel. If I was at my house, it would be water, like, straight dope. So it's like, because your brain is like, oh my God, they're all going to be looking at you. Oh my God, I wonder what they're going to think. Like, that's just what the brain does. That's okay. I just know that that's what happens. And then when I feel like insecure and everything, I just tell myself, I was like, look, we're going. We're not refunding 300 people camp. We just going to have to buck up and do our thing. And we're going to have to like it. And then I can get into the space of like building myself up and changing my thoughts about myself and doing all of that. It's just part of it. So remember, your brain's default mode is to keep you expending very little energy. The easiest way to get you to expend little energy is to eat. It's like, hey, let's go have those snacks at the booth next door. No energy required there. Well, now we don't even have to think shitty thoughts about ourselves. We don't have to generate all this shame. And just numb out. Your brain's job is to send up negative thoughts at a rate of about 70% to 30% positive. And that, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, the brain's default is to be about 70% of the world is perceived as negative for you. And when I say the world, I mean like, you know that they're looking at you because you're not having drinks by the campfire. You know your friends that spontaneously invited you over, they're all going, you're such a party pooper. You're not even drinking. Like, you know that like your brain is just like, that has to be happening. And that's that 70%. Part of it is like, you know that polo, girl, not only does it look horrible, but it is way too tight. And there is going to be a booth next door. And then it's not even going to be bad enough that you have to deal with the polo. And now you're going to be standing next to good food all day long and figuring out how not to eat that shit. That's how our brain talks to us. It doesn't talk to us like this. Like, you know, we're going to go to work. We're going to do our job. It doesn't matter what we're wearing. And there's going to be a booth next door, but you know how to eat. It's not like you have to go over there to get food. Who would even, like, you're losing weight. Why would you even go to, even entertain the idea of a booth anyway? Like, our brain doesn't go to that automatically. For fuck's sake, if it did, we'd all be freaking happy. Like, could you imagine if our brain would just say stuff like that and be like, well, I know your friends had spontaneously invited you, but God, you can handle it. It's just dinner and drinks. You probably won't even be hungry. And you didn't plan for drinks. This is a no-brainer. If our brain would default to that, I'd be out of business. Hell, if my brain would default to that, hell, I'd probably have a bigger business. Because then I could teach us all how to, like, accomplish anything we wanted in the world. But it doesn't work that way. So, it's going to send up negative thoughts 70% of the time if it's not told what to focus on. Like, what is it supposed to be thinking about? What is the goal? What is it supposed to be doing? So you can tell where you are going in your life by what you tell your brain on purpose to think each day. Seriously. If you, like, I know the people who are going to win in weight loss. I know the people who are going to win at anything. They will be like me. Like, you guys get shocked and awed that I still think like shit. It's like, you know what you should be shocked and awed at? That I spend time every day waking up, cleaning out what I'm thinking, and deliberately telling my brain what we are going to think about. That's where I want your shock and awe to be. Like, wow, I'm going to do that. That produces some results. This bitch is good at what she does. Like, take notes. Remember the other day we were talking about compare and despair? And they were like, why do I quit, like, looking at other people's success and going down the toilet and stuff? It's like, yeah, that's part of that 70% of negative doo-doo your brain's going to throw up. You know what you need to do? You need to be like, she must be doing great at this. She understands things I don't. I better get out a piece of paper, ask her a question, and take notes. It'd be amazing if that's where our brain would just go. Hey, it's not going to go there. This is what you got to do. You got to be a grown-ass woman, and you got to tell it to go there. That's how all this works. Quit waiting for your brain to do the hard work for you. You do the hard work of telling your brain what we're going to think about, what we're going to eat today, what we're going to be doing. Do all of that stuff. If your brain says, but that's not good enough, that realistic plan's going to take too long, and it whines so it doesn't have to do anything. I love how it doesn't want to do a realistic plan. You know what it wants to do? Nothing. It's like, are we kidding? Like, this is what we need to be like, all right, and that's noted, and that is all the crap. We get it, 70%. Here's the 30%. Here's what we are going to be thinking about. Here's what we are going to be doing. This is the easy part. When we just follow the plan, it's so much easier than whining and doing nothing and then spending all of our energy on wondering why we aren't doing anything about it. That's hard. Nobody ever comes in and says, you know what's so hard, Corinne? Like, doing nothing about this. The hard part is, like, starting. The hard part's actually following the plan. The hard part is the doing. It's like, what if that's not the hard part? What if that part's easy? What if the hard part is the bullshit groundhog day you're leading every day of your life, not getting the results you want, eating bullshit, feeling bad about yourself, and worrying if you're ever going to be able to do this? Maybe that's the hard part. Could be. Who knows? All right. I don't know what is up with me, but I was literally on some freaking fire. So, there you go. You are welcome, PNP. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. I'm going to get out of here. Have an amazing weekend. I will see you on Sunday for coaching Nashville. I will see you tomorrow at noon, and I will talk to you later. Bye, y'all.